In April of 51, I get the job as a weekend copy boy. In those days, the New York Times had an 8-column format, 4 columns of editorials, or 5 maybe, including some editorials of lesser importance. And I discovered that any member of the staff, no matter how lowly, including copy boys, could write editorials. And so I stayed late one night, and I wrote an editorial on how to end the Korean War, and they didn't use it. And I was a little upset until I realized that they probably weren't counting on me to tell how to end the Korean War. But there were other editorials that they might be more amenable to. And so in the course of that summer, I wrote 3 editorials that were published in the New York Times. And, you know, really was mind-blowing because I always thought these, you know, venerable old-timers was sat up in an ivory tower somewhere. The first editorial was on the subject of giving blood. Second was on supporting UNESCO. And the third was on the Brooklyn Botanical Garden. And they all ran. And I got paid $15 for each one. And during the summer, I would meet friends from Brooklyn, some of them from Vanguard. And they'd say, what are you doing? I'm working at the Times. And they'd say, oh, you're doing any writing? Because that was the question everybody would be interested in. And I said, well, I've written a few editorials that have been published. And they'd look at me, sure that I was just boasting and lying, you know. And then I stopped saying it because nobody believed me.